Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The next generation of nuclear technology may now be at our doorstep. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm is said to be preparing a major announcement tomorrow. Joining us here at WCBS to talk about what we know so far is Will Wade, energy writer and editor at Bloomberg. Will, Bud Mishkin here at WCBS, thank you for joining us. What can you tell us about this announcement?
Well, it is an important breakthrough, but I think at our doorsteps is overstepping it by a lot. Fusion is a pretty important concept, and if it really happens, it does have the potential for cheap, abundant, clean, carbon-free energy. It'll solve the climate problem. It'll be, you know, available all over the world. But the breakthrough we heard about today is a small step forward, and it's, more than a decade from actually becoming reality.
And so we often hear nuclear, and that has been, at least in recent history and going back 30, 40 years, kind of a deal breaker. Should there be concerns? And what will the administration do to try to calm those fears?
Well, actually, nuclear fusion is pretty safe. Nuclear fission, which is what we use in conventional power plants today, it creates a lot of waste, which is a problem, and the reactions have to be very carefully controlled, or you get the proverbial meltdown China syndrome thing, which is actually what we did see in Fukushima. A fusion system, if it ever got out of hand, the first thing would happen is the reaction would just shut down in like a millionth of a second. So they tell me it's reasonably safe.
For people who follow this, is this something that has been coming for a while, this announcement, or is this somewhat out of the blue?
It's a little bit out of the blue. What they're announcing is something that's called net energy gain. And what that means is when you try to create a fusion reaction, remember the old cars, you had to crank them to get it started? It's like that. You got to put a lot of energy in to get it going. But once it's going, if you have more energy coming out than it took to get it going, that's net energy gain, it can self-sustain itself. So there'd be energy to keep it going, and excess energy you could potentially sell through a commercial power plant. So that's what we're talking about today.
All right, Will, we have about 20, 30 seconds left. I know this is a topic that we could talk about for hours, but when we hear this announcement, is this something like, oh, this is going to happen, this is the plan, or this is still just kind of something theoretical when someone listening at home or in their car hears it?
It's a little bit in between. If they're announcing that they've really achieved an energy gain, that makes it a step beyond theoretical. This is important. It's a good step. People have been working on this for a while. But yeah, it's still a long ways from becoming fusion energy delivered to your house.
Will Wade is the energy writer and editor at Bloomberg. Will, thanks for joining us.
Sure.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers healthcare on day one for me and my kids. I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.